Good evening, everyone. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Tonight is the night following Tu B'Av, and we welcome everyone to the share. Today's share is sponsored by the Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, and we thank our sponsor, and we thank Jake, of course. Jake is behind the mastermind behind the entire shareenjoyment.com. Thank Mitch Green for his technical assistance. And thank you for being here, Jake. Thank you very much for all your help, all your work, your hard work all these years. And you should enjoy the Paris, and it should be a very big schus for you. Tonight is the night after Tu B'Av. And I just want to begin with an important chazal. Chazal say that Tu B'Av, one of the six things that happened in Tu B'Av was they would cut wood for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach, for the Maaroch, the firewood of the Mizbeach. They were busy cutting wood the whole summer. And on Tu B'Av, it was no longer productive, no longer possible to cut wood, because the wood, the sun was no longer at its zenith. And the sun was needed to dry up wood. And when it came to B'Av, there was a concern that the wood would have moisture and would result in producing and there being worms in the wood. And it's not fit for the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mizbeach, to put on the surface of the Mizbeach wood that is wormy. So on Tu B'Av, they would stop cutting the wood. And this resulted in, first of all, this is a makor for making a siyum. They would celebrate the conclusion of the season of cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. They had to provide enough wood for the entire year, all the way until the next summer. And the people were no longer involved in cutting wood. They concluded the mitzvah of preparing the Mizbeach for with the cutting of the wood. And they made a party. And this is the source for why we make a siyum. And, online, we don't really afford, doesn't really provide an opportunity to make a siyum. Learning online, but we should mention that Tu B'Av is the big siyum, is the makar for making a siyum. If we make a siyum, in history, this was the day when they celebrated the conclusion of preparing wood for the Mizbeach. How much more so should we celebrate the conclusion of learning a Masechta, or of concluding the learning of a Miktsoa, some body of knowledge related to the Torah? Alachas kama v'kama. However, others say, not really disagreement, but the great celebration was the people involved in cutting the wood the whole year were so busy, they had to prepare the wood, they were not able to learn. When it came to B'Av, they no longer were occupied in this noble task of preparing the wood for the Mizbeach. Their work was complete, and they had more time on their hands. And what did they do with the additional time they had? They would go and dial in to sheerenjoyment.com. They spent the free time they had to learn Torah. And when this Chazal say, person should learn from this day, man demoisif, a person that spends extra free time to learn Torah, he will live long. He will be granted life. He will be granted long life. But if chas v'shalom, a person does not take advantage of his free time to spend it to learning Torah, chas v'shalom, it could result in an absence of life. There was a certain gadol who tell his talmidim to always remember this day. Always remember every single day your free time you have available. We should spend it on learning Torah. Remember the message that we take out of Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, we learn this concept. They were free from their task of cutting wood for the Mizbeach, and they had more time available to learn, to seize that idea. Take it with you the whole year and devote the extra time you have to spend learning Torah. And this really is what Jake does for us. Jake, it's the whole year, Jake. The whole year, he makes available to us time, extra free time to spend learning Torah. He makes possible, he enables, he gives the shiurim, he makes available the shiurim online, and especially, probably the best thing is he forces the magidim to prepare chidushim. Do you think you listen, you gain from learning Torah? The magidim of shirinjoyme.com are infinitely indebted to Jake because they have to work. They have to spend hours and hours preparing. And if they were the only ones who got benefit, it would be worth it. It would be worth it just for the magidim, the intensity, the obligation. They think the whole week, what are they going to say? It is an incredible obligation, incredible honor. Shibud. An oil of Torah that Jake enables me, myself, plus all the Magidim to be at the top of their game, to be continuously learning and thinking to prepare for what to say. So more so than the people that listen online to the Shiurim. The Magidim benefits infinitely more than the people who are listening. They call Malamdai his Kalti, Umitalmidai, Yoyser Mikulam. So really tonight, following Tu B'Av, Mandam Moisif Yoyser, a person that pushes himself to learn, to go the extra mile, to learn, Yosef, Hashem says to that person, I will give you more life. And a person, Chas V'Shalom, that does not take advantage of the opportunity, not so good. So on this day, it is a very important day for all of us to be Makir Tov to Jake and this incredible institution that he has created for us, opportunity to give, to learn together. We have relationships with the people who come to the Shiurim, and we're really, truly indebted. And Hashem should bring Berocha v'Hatzlocha to everything that you do. Just want to say a vart, and that thought, short vart, this week's parsha says about Eretz Yisrael. We now know Tu B'Av. We get it from Shiva. Tu B'Av is 7 days after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the first day, and the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. It's the seventh day. It's the day we get up from Shiva, just as a mourner mourns for one of his seven relatives for 7 days. On the seventh day, he gets up from Shiva. Klali Yisrael gets up from Shiva for the Churban Beis HaMikdash on Tu B'Av. And it's a solemn day. It's a day when we re-enter society, when we reflect upon what we have lost. We lost the Beis HaMikdash, Estalkos HaShchina, Eretz Yisrael. It's a day of reflection. The parsha helps us. Interesting that the parsha mentions Eretz Yisrael a number of times. I believe Eretz Yisrael is mentioned in this parsha more so than any other parsha. We have the Hoyim Shamaya. We mention Eretz Yisrael. We mention Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the parasha. Ki Hashem Elokecha Yiviach al Eretz Toiva, Eretz Nachal Moim, Ayonos Usonos, Yoitzin Babik Vahor, Eretz Pitu Sara, Gevin Usain of Rimon, Eretz Zeshan Vash, Eretz Asher Loivu Maskin Yishtechal Bolechem, Lesech Sar Kolbo, Eretz Asher Avonech Barzalu Meharetach Vinkoshes, Gehalto, the Sabot, the Rachto, as Hashem Elokech, Al Eretz, Hotevo, Hashem, 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 That's all. Big mention, major mention of Eretz Yisrael. And later on, we have the parasha of the Hoyam Shemoyah and Kriya Shema. We mention again Eretz Yisrael. But I want to focus briefly on Shishi, the sixth Aliyah, where the pasuk says, Ki Haaretz, land, Asher Ata Boshama, where you are coming, Lirishta, Aloich Eretz Yisrael, Hi Asher Yitzosa Misham. Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher Tizra es Zaracha, Rishkisa, Viraglecha, Gan HaYorek, where you plant seeds and you water with your feet, like a garden of vegetables. But where you are going, V'ho'aretz, Asher Atem, Oivim Shomel Rishta, Eretz Horim, Urikoiz, it's a land of mountains and valleys. And the pasuk says, Limtar Hashamayim Tishtamoy. It's a land where it rains. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Satonit. Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashana Viad Achris Shana. Eretz Yisrael is mentioned many times in this parasha. And throughout the Torah, it's mentioned over and over. The whole Torah is about coming into Eretz Yisrael. And again, almost every other parasha would mention it, and this parasha especially would mention it. But what is this section telling us? It's telling us that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. It's making a comparison. In Eretz Mitzrayim, it did not rain. There was no such thing as rain. We wonder if the Egyptians ever saw rain. If it ever rained at all. Who knows? I'm not so sure in Mitzrayim it ever rains. And in ancient times, they did not travel. They did not have information about other parts of the world, and it would seem you could live your whole life and never witness rain. How do you live? You need water for produce to grow. Is the agricultural society, what did they do? Every year, once a year, the Nile would flood. And when the Nile would flood, they had to be prepared. And they dug irrigation canals throughout the land. And like clockwork, they planted the grain, they planted seed throughout the land. And when the Nile would flood, it would go through the canals, sophisticated network, waterways, and the earth would be watered. Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk is telling us, is telling Klal Yisrael, you know, you're coming into a land that's not like Eretz Mitzrayim. In Eretz Yisrael, it rains. It rains. The pasuk is telling them things that maybe for us, we take for granted. We know what rain is. Sometimes it rains too much. We're very familiar with rain. But for Klal Yisrael living in the Midbar, Yoitzei Mitzrayim, the pasuk is telling them a chiddush. Eretz Yisrael is a land with no irrigation fields. You don't have to dig channels. You don't have to slave away back-breaking labor to prepare the land for overflowing of the Nile. There is no Nile. How then does it rain? Very simple. You go to sleep at night and it rains. In the middle of the night, while you're sleeping, Hashem dispatches water. Says Rashi, the best time that it rains is Friday night. No one's Shabbos Kodesh, you know, everyone is at home. And then Hashem takes care of the field, rains. We take advantage. We take this for granted. We read this pasuk. Yeah, it rains, it doesn't rain. We take it for granted. But for Klal Yisrael, who came out of Mitzrayim, came from a land where it never rains and where they have to irrigate the field with back-breaking labor, it was a chiddush. But I want to go further. Chazal explain Mayim is a metaphor for Torah, as it says in the pasuk, Hoy Holtzame L'chulamayim. All those who are thirsty, go to the water. And it says when Mashiach will come, there will be a thirst to Torah, thirst. Just as Mayim, liquid, it flows, it goes to the lowest places. We all know in the basement, a roof, we have leaks. Water penetrates. Water has the nature to reach. If there's a hole, there's a leak, it reaches that place. It reaches, it gets to every last corner. So to Torah, it travels to people, it travels. And who does it travel to? The meek. Humble people. Water has the nature that it travels to the humble. The pasuk here is saying a definition of what Eretz Yisrael is. This is a drush. It's coming to tell us that Eretz Yisrael is a land. We are a land of Torah. Let's think back to Tisha B'Av. We read in the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av. Question, a law of the Haaretz. What happened there? Why was the land destroyed? Why did we go into Chorban? There was there a Chorban. And this question was posed to the Malachim, and was posed to the Nevi'im, and was posed to all the great people. And they didn't know. They did not know why was there a Chorban. Seems to be a bit strange. We know why. It was the Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichas Damim. But in the Haftarah, it tells us another reason, a law of the hearts. And the answer given is because they did not make a bracha, but the pasuk says because they abandoned my Torah. And that's why there is a chorban. And we can say, Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos Shlichas Damim was the cause of the Beis HaMikdash, the chorban of the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi is addressing why did we have to go into Golos? Although we no longer had a Beis HaMikdash, why couldn't we stay and continue to live in Eretz Yisrael? Just because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean we have to be exiled from the land. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos at Shlichas Damim. But Almo of the Haaretz. Why did we go into Golos? Why did Nebuchadnezzar exile the Jews to Bavel? And that, the Navi answers, the Yirmiyah answers, Asher ozvu es Torasi, you abandoned my Torah. And Chazal explained, Shelo berachoi b'Torah tchila. Seemingly, they did not have an appreciation for the land. Today, when we come to the Chama of Eretz Yisrael, Shiva the Nechemta, the day we get it from Shiva, we read about Eretz Yisrael is the land that is watered min Hashamayim. The water that comes from Shamayim, Choy Kol Tzomei L'chu L'mayim. It's not like Mitzrayim, where you plant a seed in the ground and you water the earth with irrigation. Eretz Yisrael is a land that has a bracha, that has a shefa of kedusha. We are mespalel to Hashem that Hashem should send down from Shomayim Torah. should send down Siyata Dishmaya to learning Torah. Moshe went to Shamayim to be Mekabel the Torah. Moshe didn't walk among the people and provide Torah from the ground. He didn't go to the Nile and schlep out Torah. Moshe went to Shamayim to be Mekabel the Torah. Eretz Yisrael is a land where our ruchnius, our learning, is derived from Shamayim. Other lands are mundane. You walk, you plant a garden with your feet. That's life, just a mundane existence. Eretz Yisrael is a place for ruchnius, a place that Hashem is doyresh, and it is upon us to seek to reciprocate in the drisha, in seeking that Hashem should send down a shefa of ruach hakodesh, of learning, of Torah, siyata d'shmaya, in understanding Torah or mitzvahs, what is proper. And with this, we will restore the avera, where Klal Yisrael did not appreciate the Torah, and appreciates the gift of Torah. And through this, we will merit to once again come back to our land. And eventually, we'll also merit the schus of the Beis HaMikdash and the Shechina b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful week.
Thank you, Rabbi. God bless you and your family. What an awe-inspiring shir. You are amazing. Nothing short of amazing.
Thank you, Rabbi. I left my wedding to come to hear you.
Okay,
unbelievable. You are so terrific, so clear. All your prayers should reach our Kiseh Kavod.
Thank you very, very much.